Oliver being team leader. Yeah, it's a lot to get organised, putting the presentation in, and then also the presenting it, pitching it to the judges was quite difficult as well.
And your team, were they easy to manage?
Yeah, mostly.
Fantastic. Well, we'll talk to one of your teammates. Just give us your name.
Sebastian Cassidy.
Right, so just tell us what your role was.
The finance manager. And what I had to do was work out like how much it cost with the packaging. It was 25p for the packaging, and I think it was 20p for the actual product, but that was because we laser cut it, which was a lot less efficient and cost a lot more money than using like a die press, for example. So I just had to work that out.
Yeah. Right, well, just have a chat with you.
I'm Ben Jackson, and I'm the communications manager.
Right, so what did you have to do then?
So I had to prepare like the speech and get the message clearly to the judges of what we're making.
What were you really keen to get across? What were the messages you wanted to get across to them?
It's reusable, it's recyclable, and it presents a message of change very well. Sebastian Conran said it was the most commercially viable product he's ever seen in 7 years, so that's a very good comment.
So very proud then of how you did?
Yeah, very, very proud, yep.
Great, well done. So you can just have your name, please.
I'm Harris Calvert, and I'm the designer.
So tell us where you started then.
First of all, we started by making prototypes on 2D design and then laser cutting them out, and we worked from there developing the design.
So just explain then for people, just to help people visualise it, just explain what the product actually does.
You attach it to your water bottle so that you don't have to put it inside your bag. You can hook it on the outside so you don't get things wet in your bag when it leaks.
What did the judges say about it when you were in London giving your pitch?
They were quite impressed with the simple design.
So you enjoyed the whole experience?
Yeah.
Right, well done. Thank you. And just your name, please.
I'm Jonty Trott, and I'm also a designer.
Yeah, so how did you help with the design process?
Well, obviously, me and Harris sort of came up with a few designs before the one that we've created at the moment. And he came up with the design that we have, and we just worked together just to create a few prototypes. In one of them, we created the locking mechanism.
How do you think you all worked as a team?
I think we worked pretty well as a team to actually get this in the design museum shop.
It's great that you've won the competition, but there's another benefit of it. You're actually raising money for charity, aren't you? Just tell us about that, Seb.
Well, we decided to raise money for Macmillan because it seems to have affected pretty much all of us and everyone, really. And it kind of affected me too, because my grandma had cancer twice, and my granddad's been raising money ever since then. I kind of just wanted to help with the aquahook and saying, well, maybe we could, all the money could go to Macmillan.
Yeah, so this is kind of your way of doing your bit for people that helped your grandma.
Yeah, it is, because they were really kind to her and it really helped get her through it. So I just wanted to say thank you, really.